half Hungarian, but all American. It's Ernest Iztook on Iztook Live.
Make sure you keep up with us at Twitter, at Iztook Live, and our 24/7 line for your comments, your questions, or to call in live during the show, 202-675-1780. There's a lot of concern, especially with the direction and the size of our government, a lot of concern that the United States won't have the resiliency to deal with its current challenges. Now, I want to be an optimist. I want to help people to understand how we can deal with them. But it's said, and it's absolutely true, that those who will not learn from the mistakes of history are doomed to repeat them. That's why we've got as our guest right now Larry Kelly, author of the book Lessons from Fallen Civilizations. Larry, welcome to Iztook Live.
Thank you very much, Congressman Iztook and Kate, for having me on.
You bet. Now, you've got, I know that your book goes into a lot of things with ancient history, which, of course, is, you know, a topic of always fascination. But when you look at some of the other things, you've also got in your book not only a, you know, chapters talking about, you know, Greece, Rome, other ancient civilizations, the rise of Islam, and so forth, but you've got things that talk about where we are today, the destruction of the middle classes, which I thought President Obama wanted to preserve, debt man walking, D-E-B-T, impending bankruptcy of the welfare state, things such as that. Can we start kind of at what the current situation is? Give us your observations, please, Larry.
Well, one of the features that I found in my book, I cover five great civilizations, the fall of five great civilizations, Greece, Carthage, Rome, Constantinople, and the Ottoman Empires. And one of the features that I found that repeats almost always is that, or that is a feature of a falling civilization, is that it collapses or impoverishes its own middle class.
Okay, and when you say impoverishing the middle class, I mean, did you watch the president's news conference yesterday?
Yes, and I was listening to the program live. I'm out here in California, and I thought your comments on the middle class are spot on. Yes, he will constantly say that he is an advocate for the middle class. But when you consider the fact that we are taking in around $2.2 trillion and spending $3.7 trillion, creating all of this fiat money, what will happen is the middle class will be impoverished through a thousand cuts, as I say in the book, that that fees, penalties, crony capitalism, VAT taxes, the cost of energy, carbon taxes, as you were talking about, all those things are going to fall on the middle class and hit the middle class much, much harder. The corollary in Rome is, for example, in the fall of Rome, in A.D. 161, under the Emperor Marcus Aurelius, there were about 3,000 officials and bureaucrats in the Roman government. In 305, under the Emperor Diocletian, there were 35,000 officials. And over that time, the average Roman small farmer or merchant would have to pay, in the beginning of that period, around 2 days of his produce. Towards the end of that period, around 305, the legions
the
were turned on the middle class, and the middle class had to turn over almost everything that it earned in a month.
Let me comment on that, Larry. Larry Kelly, author of Lessons from Fallen Civilization, is my guest right now. You're making the point, Larry, and this is one that I try to make often, that while the president, for example, talks about what he's doing to remove tax burdens from the middle class, he does not talk about the even larger financial burdens that government is placing upon them, which you say happened in ancient civilizations as well. But today, if you try to buy an appliance, you'll find the costs have been driven up dramatically by EPA requirements, whether they be requirements on energy usage or requirements on water usage. If you want to buy a car, the president bragged yesterday, well, we're helping you because we're doubling the fuel mileage requirement. Fortunately, that hasn't fully kicked in, but it is going to raise the price of a new car, depending on exactly how it works out, probably by $7,000 a car or $10,000 maybe even a car. So now your cars are more expensive. Your home electric bills become dramatically more expensive if you're required to buy green energy rather than more affordable fossil fuel energy. The government had policies that undercut the mortgage market and caused the fiscal collapse. It causes things that raise the cost of health care and insurance dramatically. All of these things that, frankly, few politicians talk about, the government is doing, making it unaffordable to be middle class, and yet they say, oh, by not raising taxes on you and just on others, I'm your financial buddy. Yes. I mean, that's the way I see the picture.
Yes, yeah, and you and I agree. We remember the housing bubble as well. That was a government-inspired bubble. And when the housing market crashed, the average mean net worth fell by 39%.
And
so
that's
a number that doesn't often get reported. Oh, and the other thing too that I forgot to mention, when we are with producing all of this fiat money, you know, $1 trillion a year in fiat money, the big cost to the middle class will of course be the one that will be the most crushing is when inflation roars out of all of this.
With most of our national debt recently being purchased by the Federal Reserve System, which does right. It by printing more money.
That's right.
Yeah. I well know the problems you're talking about. Our guest, excuse me, Larry, our guest is the author of Lessons from Fallen Civilizations, Larry Kelly. And you're also aware, I believe, the Joint Chiefs of Staff have said the largest threat to our national security, this is on a military basis, is our debt that we have, that we're spending so far beyond our means, that we're borrowing 40% of the money that we spend, and that is a national security issue. I think that's something else that you cover in your book, Lessons
right.
from Fallen
but,
Civilizations.
But people often ask me, Congressman, they'll say, what is your book about? And I'll tell them, and then they'll often follow up by saying, well, are we doomed, or something to that effect? And what I say is this. You cannot have, based on my reading of history, you cannot have a world-class welfare state and a world-class military. You might have neither, but you can't have both.
And that's, you know, that's kind of the old guns and butter. And I recall having been in Congress when 9/11 occurred. And people forget that just before 9/11, we had actually, for a couple of years, balanced the federal budget. Now, part of that had to do with Social Security funds and such, but the point is, it was balanced for a couple of years. Then 9/11 came along. People said, my goodness, we've got to have more security on that, homeland security, national security. We've got to do what it takes to protect the country, which is a valid approach. I mean, if you have to borrow money to defend the country, it's one thing. However, there was an unwillingness to cut back on social spending to make room for the necessity of military spending. And that's when the deficits went up again. And, of course, they went up an even larger notch when Barack Obama was elected.
That's right.
So it's the unwillingness to make a tough choice between sometimes security needs and welfare state that makes the difference. Larry, our time's getting away from us. Larry Kelly, the book is Lessons from Fallen Civilizations, and it's on Amazon.com, right, Larry?
Yes, it is, Jim.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.